In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The deeds of the Lord are wonderful and glorious. They are all around us in the beauty of nature and the entire created world. We also experience them firsthand within ourselves through the capacity of our minds to reason, to think, to dream and imagine, to be creative and artistic, to reach higher states of physical ability and spiritual enlightenment. The great deception and tragedy is when I attribute these powers to myself and not to God. I do this especially whenever I am ungrateful to Him and selfish with my gifts. Do you believe in God? I don't mean do you believe He exists. I mean do you believe He is in control of your life and that He provides everything you have? Because if you don't really believe this, or if you don't act like you believe this, then you don't believe in God, but you believe in yourself. You have made yourself into a God. You see yourself as the creator, the provider, the one who blesses, the one who gives and takes away. Like a little God, you have made yourself into an idol to worship and gratify, and you expect and demand to be viewed so by others. This is what God warns us about in the readings for today from Isaiah, Genesis, and Proverbs. The danger of becoming proud in our own eyes and accomplishments and failing to recognize and kiss the hand of God who gave and who can also take away. It is this ingratitude and failure to recognize God's blessings that led to Cain's envy and murder of his brother Abel. It is this kind of failure that leads to someone being led astray by the deceptions of false religions and the false promises of this fleeting world, as illustrated in the reading from Proverbs. Let us compare the deeds of the Lord with our own deeds. Let us compare His love, His sacrifice, His kindness, His patience, His compassion with ours. Don't say, He's God and I'm not. Instead say, He is God and I am His child. And then act like it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.